Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. Talk to the mom who has a child who really has no interest in learning. They literally have no desire whatsoever. They just want to play video games all day, or they want to play outside all day, or they just want to, you know, curl up in bed all day. I mean, they just don't care. And this mom is frustrated and she's pulling her hair out and she's like, I don't know what to do with this kid. They're lazy. They have no desire. How would you encourage that mom? What would you encourage her to do?
Well, let me jump in real quick here with a plug for a book, okay. If I can. This book is called Answers for Homeschooling, mm-hmm. The Top 25 Questions Critics Great Ask. Book. And this book literally answers almost every conceivable question that's ever been asked about homeschooling. Yeah. And so I deal with so many of these things in this book. So you can find it at our website, familyrenewal.org.
Yep.
But look for Answers for Homeschooling, Top 25 Questions. But on this particular one, I hit that stage when I was about 9 years old. And my mom realized that I had really only one interest. And that was baseball. Mm. And so this was before I had ever heard of unit studies or anybody had ever used that term. I don't even know if it was a coined term at the time, but my mom basically invented this concept of unit studies for me. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not saying she invented unit studies, but I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And she basically made my whole year that year be all about baseball. So for math, for example, I learned how to do percentages by studying batting averages and earned run averages on baseball cards. I was learning history by studying about the history of baseball and then how it fit into the timeline of everything else that was happening. So we studied about Jackie Robinson and integration and how there, you know, had been segregated leagues. And so we learned about that, but we also learned about like what happened during World War II and that Ted Williams was actually in the military and got drafted, you know, all these different things. Or I think he volunteered actually, but you know, how there was like all these other things that were going on in the world while still following the baseball track. Right.
And
one of the assignments that she gave me, which now seems kind of crazy for a 9-year-old, but she told me she wanted me to make a proposal to an imaginary city that I want to build a baseball stadium, and to calculate somehow, had to research it, how much would this cost? So if it was going to cost, you know, $70 million to build the stadium, how long would it take me to recoup that money based on ticket sales?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was awesome to me because I knew so much about baseball. I could tell you every fact there was to know about baseball, but I knew that the bleacher seats were this much and the mezzanine seats were this much and, you know, and the seats over the dugout were this much. And so I had to calculate how many seats the stadium had, how much potential if you filled all the seats, how much you can make per game. There's 162 games a year, how much you'd make annually, but then you have player salaries. Like, I was so obsessed with baseball at that time that I just wanted to learn. And so then she had me study like what makes a curveball curve. So physics and science was on learning about the physics of a curveball. And I was obsessed for the whole year and just couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was really hard on my mom because there's no written curriculum for this, right? She's just having to kind of use the library
and there's no
encyclopedias and right. And so but what an amazing opportunity for me to just hone in and do a deep dive on my interest, you know, for a whole year. Now, in one sense, that's very difficult to sustain. I get that. And, you know, that may not be terribly practical if you're trying to homeschool four children and you got this one child.
Right.
But I think that's what I'm trying to show with that is just that homeschooling can give you a completely different paradigm where you don't have to do things like the public school.
Right.
You can create your own path. You can make a completely different approach and hone in on your child's one interest, if that's all they have.
Yeah.
Another thing I would say there is, if possible, and this isn't always possible, in my case, it wasn't possible, but in those cases, you often have to get dad involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because when mom's trying to pull the whole, you know, cart up the hill by herself, it's really unfair and unreasonable.
Yeah.
But oftentimes dads can come along if they're willing and if they are agreeable to it, they can come along and just be a humongous help. Mm. And sometimes teaching it in a different way
yeah.
spending a little time working with the homework, tutoring, whatever. And, sure. and sometimes you'll see that they can connect or communicate in a way that sometimes mom doesn't. And then finally, there are some things that we just have to do, even though it's not fun and we don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so there's a certain amount of just dedication because we all have in our jobs things that we like and things we don't like, and we yeah. have to do all of it. And so, you know, you can't just say, oh, my child doesn't like this, so we're not going to do it.
Right.
There is a point where you have to teach your child to be diligent as well.
Sure. And for mom and dad, they have to be diligent too. You know, it takes intentionality for us as moms to figure out what works best for our kids. And it would be nice if all of our kids fit perfectly into that box. They all learned the same. They all wanted to learn the same thing, had the same interests, had the same giftings, but it doesn't work that way. Praise God, it doesn't work that way. We'd live in a very boring world if we all thought and learned exactly the same way.
Yeah,
but sure. as parents, we have to be intentional in the way that we teach our kids, right? And it takes work for mom to be able to do that. So we also can't be lazy. I think sometimes moms come into homeschooling thinking, oh, this, you know, I'll just throw this curriculum at them and they'll be fine. And there are lots of resources and we are, you know, we outsource lots of stuff, you know, CTC Math, BJU Press has amazing online courses, you know, so some of our subjects for some of our, for our girls during some of the years, we've outsourced things. I'm not a math person. I cannot teach my kids math because remember, algebra doesn't really matter for me. So I can't teach that to my kids, but there are sources that I can use to teach those. And so you can outsource some of the stuff, but we still have to be intentional about teaching them and being flexible and able and willing to change things when they're not working. And realizing, like you said, every kid is so different and really honing in on their strengths. Some kids are super academic, some are not, but they have other strengths. And so helping our kids to realize what strengths they have is so important. So
I'd like to jump in on that too, real quick, if I can.
Yeah,
I should say, I did video high school. So I had traditional textbooks,
okay.
but video classroom supplements
yeah.
at the same time. I know BJU offers that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that I did in high school.
Right.
And that was helpful because basically I had teachers who were able to teach me these classes, even though I'm still at home. My mom would still do the grading and all of that because she had a teacher guide with an answer key, right? But that was helpful for me. So, you know, at a time where she's working with younger children, that she's having to give her, you know, one-on-one attention.
Yeah.
It was a lot like sitting in class for me in high school because I'm watching the video doing the text. So it was a lot like a classroom experience, but that was helpful for me. And that still is an option for some people.
Yeah.
So I wanted to mention that, that worked very well for me in high school.
Absolutely. And co-ops as well. You know, both of our girls do co-ops this year and it's fun. They love being able to learn from other people who we trust. They don't learn everything from them, but they are learning how to cook and they're learning creation science and, you know, different things. And it's amazing. And so, yeah, so many great resources out there for us moms. You don't have to do it all alone. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.